Good morning. It's August 1st, 2022. This is a broadcast update on what's going on in the Middle East and some reports of what's going on that are contrary to what you'll hear most likely in other venues. Thank you, Father. Bless this time and anoint it. The ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the hearts to receive and understand and know the times and seasons and what you're doing. I'm going to read to you an e-letter. Usually I publish them from Pastor R. and some people that are working in the United States in order to assist the Christian. Let me emphasize that, Christian. Refugees in the Middle East in various different camps. Let me also explain to you that the Middle East is very tribal. It's very family, tribal. It's relationally networked. So down a couple of villages is probably, you know, our great uncle a couple of generations ago. Extended family kinship lines, culturally speaking. So within the refugee camps, a lot of the refugees, those who've been displaced because of war, are really targeted by the powers of darkness to extinguish them off the face of the earth. But God is using this to bring a great revival. In fact, many years ago, I've been involved with this work for quite a few years. These are now my brothers. I mean, these are not only my brothers and sisters in the Lord, but they are my friends. And the ambition of the demonic powers is to completely wipe out the seed of Adam. And many of these brothers and sisters are the half-brothers of the Jews, the Semitic extraction, not the Iranians so much, which are working there in several avenues. But let me read the newsletter. Shalom, Sister Kathleen. I pray God continues to touch many hearts and a great harvest of souls continues to come in. Jesus is returning very soon now. Much love from the house of blessing. This is a 727 update. Excuse me. God is good. So as we come to the end of July 2022, the situation for inhabitants of northern Syria, especially the refugees, is becoming increasingly difficult again. Turkey's Erdogan has pushed for several years to establish and enforce a 30-kilometer buffer zone just below Turkey's border with Syria. Over the past 11 years of the Syrian civil war, Turkey has often sent military forces into the area to attack Kurdish forces. Turkey and a few other nations view Kurdish fighters as belonging to a terrorist organization. I'm not going to comment on that. That's open to a debate. By attempting to dislodge or clear these forces out from the unofficial buffer zone, scores of refugees have been killed or injured. It appears that Turkey's, this is all about the land, right? It appears that Turkey's Erdogan, even before the tripartite meeting between Russia's Putin and Iran's Raisi, and Erdogan in Tehran a few days ago, incursions by Turkey's military had already picked up again. Both the Syrian and Russian military forces have also resumed bombings around Aleppo and Idlib after several months of relative quiet, although I don't have numbers to report yet. Pastor R. told me in his last phone call that the refugees are again having to run for their lives. Both Russia and Syria have sent military forces to attack rebel forces entrenched in their strongholds. For years, the issues between the Syrian government and the rebel forces, as well as claims made by numerous terrorist organizations, are too complicated to explain in this short update, and of course have little relevance to the to the updates which center on missionary work of the House of Blessing. Suffice it to say, the bombings have become, once again, as always, there's always cost in human lives, human misery, and displacement of refugees. From Paso Robles report, at least two families, including their children, just killed, and over 100 families were forced to run south from the border. I'm sure there will be more to report as time passes. Now, the House of Blessing report, Pastor R thanks everyone for their prayers for the men who had been attacked and shot by ISIS militants recently. Four of the five men have been released from the hospital and are back ministering to the refugees. They healed up much quicker than expected, especially since some of the bullets had lodged in their vital areas of their bodies. At least two of the men had taken bullets that nearly hit their hearts. One of these men, Hassan, succumbed to his injuries and passed away while in ICU. He is now in the presence of the Lord, and we pray that the Lord will comfort his family and loved ones. There was quite a celebration when Suleiman and the four remaining missionary men were released from the hospital. God provided the funds to cover the cost of their hospital care and even provided some extra to purchase some more truckloads of food, including a truckload of spinach. And I want to thank you out there. Well, especially my sort of private email list where I do these publications. They're not for everyone, but they have been, you have been absolutely instrumental and influential in resourcing some of these needed vitals in order to survive. Thank you so much. Let the left hand not know what the right hand is doing in this case, especially. With the supplies of wheat, spinach, and other things, the missionary leaders were able once again to distribute to a great many desperate people. Of those who reported in, at least 2,000 families were supplied with wheat, spinach, oregano, tea, and of course teaching from the Word of God. And the harvest continues. Pastor R was kept from praying for many people who come to him for prayer. He was restricted for 3 days by order of the doctors. They saw he did not have the strength and told him he had to rest for 3 days and gain his strength back. When I spoke with him, he was back praying for them and encouraging them as normal. He continues to need our prayers as he really is not healthy, but God's grace is sufficient. God answers prayers and keeps him able to continue his work until his task has been completed. We pray that the day will come for us all and soon. We know that, of course, the return of Jesus for his own will come at its perfect time. As the world continues to swirl around, anyway, this is some commentary. Thank you for all your prayers. Some additional commentaries in here. Okay, so that's from the Middle East. We know that Israel is starting to clamp down on financial transfers of funds. Unbelievable. You can't get any more than $4,700 to a private individual, $1,700 within the country. And this is going to really shut down and control charitable and ministry applications. So just pray, you know, we won't go into the backdrop of that. Those of us who know what is going on know that God provides miraculously. This is the song of the Lamb and the song of Moses, the song of deliverance. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, O King of Saints. Who should not fear thee? Who should not glorify thy name? For thy judgments are made manifest. You know, when Pharaoh was trying to hold on to the slave labor from the children of Egypt, God had to miraculously deliver them. That is the song of Moses. And that is the song of the Lamb through the blood of Jesus. We keep pressing and we don't listen to their report. You know, Joshua and Caleb had another spirit. They didn't listen to the 10 spies. Oh, they're too big. Oh, we can't do it. Oh, we're drowning. Yeah, okay, stay in the desert 40 more years. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We shall serve the Lord and my houses and my extended houses that I'm networked in building and warring. Let's talk about the illegal immigration, especially in this country, in order to tear it down and conform it to the image of international totalitarianism. Illegal. Let me tell you a little story. Actually, it's a big story. And something that we who have been praying for years have felt, and especially those of us who've been working in foreign fields, And we've been sewing and sewing and sewing, and then we come back, and, well, it's pretty devastating, to be honest with you, to see the condition of the church. And what is the apostasy that's rampant in here, and then it's infected also the mission field's work with strange doctrines and, you know, devils, whatever. Many in, this is in Virginia, okay, in North Carolina this report comes from. In the mountains and down around the Richmond area, all through there. There's a lot of illegal immigrants in this area. A lot of Hispanic, actually, illegal immigrants. Some came over as anchor babies or however, whatever. But this man I know, this pastor I know, and I'm sure that this is a common story, because I could tell you probably quite a few ministries that are working, especially in Central America, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and Mexico, that have orphanages and mission stations. And they take in displaced persons and rescue children who've been trafficked, or young adults, teenagers mainly, and some adults that have been slave trafficked, sex trafficked, drug trafficked, you name it. And we've sown, and there are a lot of Americans and some Europeans, South Africans and Australians that have sown into these ministries and into the nations. Cast your bread upon the waters, says in Ecclesiastes, and after many days it shall return to you. So they've been sowing in other fields. So, and a lot of us never see. We only distantly, and since the increase of ability of telecommunications, we've been able to get some reports back. Oftentimes these things are hidden to keep them from the enemy's eyes, five eyes. and so we've sown, and there's been harvest. There's been, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly works. And then now we're here back in this country because of lockdowns or whatever, looking at the condition of the church, saying, God, help. We need a restoration. We need, the church is the walking dead in the West. They need to be brought back to a vital knowledge of who Jesus Christ is and his authority, with all fear of the Lord and obedience to his commandments. And yes, we who walk with Jesus, who are Christians, not less is required. To whom much has been given, much is required. So all these illegal refugees are entering in order to displace those that are here and the land and the resources for the giant nanny state, that's what I call it. And oh my gosh, they're becoming born again, spirit-filled believers. And I'm not talking they're, you know, in my eldership position, which I have of authority. I'm speaking of those who are in their teens and their 20s from Central America, and some from South America also. And there's churches that Spanish is the second language. Spanish and Portuguese, not very many Portuguese that I know, is their first language. And English is their second language. Therefore, the services are in Spanish. And they have come to this country, not born again, have received the Lord here and the gospel here. Received the gospel here. And the Lord is now, we're seeing that some of us who've been working in these different fields we're seeing the fruit of our labor in other fields coming back to this country, and they're beginning to pick up the vision for the move of the end time harvest and the Holy Spirit, and to continue working and raising up those and really underwriting those who are really walking with God to not only make provision, but to cast vision, to cast the nets, the great net over the whole earth, to bring in, to bring in the fish, to bring in those destined for salvation, to raise up the standard and the testimony of righteousness, because in this historic, unprecedented events that we have on record, to our knowledge, according to the scriptures, really, as in the days of Noah, there is a great harvest. There will be great fallings away also, but there is a great harvest. So this is really good news. There were several 3 days, men and women separated. Hello, the women. And they don't wear short skirts with painted on clothes, okay? Well, I mean, they dress modestly. They conform conform to the teachings in the Word of God. And they had a 3-day fast for the women. 1 weekend, just some without water. And 3 days for the men. This is the first weekend. A young man was completely demon-possessed. He was 22. Completely demon-possessed, 22. Through video games. Took 6 strong men to hold him down. And the devils were cast out of him. I mean, he was writhing on the floor, one of those. And we know, those of us who've seen mighty revivals like Carlos Anacondia in Argentina, Listen to Me, Satan, highly recommend. Because the principles for deliverance are excellent principles. And again, this weekend, I think it was a Friday, last Friday, so today is Monday, a woman came in who was obviously demon-possessed and manifesting. And they began to deliver. They began to deliver. They had authority. They had power. I believe in 2 Timothy, it says in the last days, is describing what the last days are like in Timothy, and it says, and they will have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Healing and deliverance go hand in hand. And the Lord is and will raise up those. And deliverance is in a second compartmentalized, part of the church. There are people who are raised up to teach and instruct, but they are part of the full gospel of holiness, to be whole and to be healed. And yes, those of us who've been in the trenches, I say to those who are in the next trench, or who've been, working in the fields in one row, say to those who are in the next row, that the Master has called you in at the 3rd hour, and we've been here since the 9th hour. And there are those who've been there in the 12th hour. This is the parable of Jesus, where the husbandman goes out to look for the laborers, to pray for the laborers, to go out in the fields and bring them in. The reward is the same. Your role may be one or two over from me, but if you're working in the fields, your reward is the same under the Master's directive. And in order. Do you realize that to honor your mother and father and the patriarchs and those that have gone on before us is implied in the Ten Commandments? And that in the Old Testament, and I see this in other countries, I do not see this in this country. I see a complete disregard for those who are honor your mother and father and honoring them. But it says in the scriptures, when the hoary head, that means those gray hair, you know, comes into the room, you are to stand up in their presence. Hello? In other words, you give them regard and respect. So without going into more of that, these moves of the Holy Spirit are happening, these threads. And we continue to pray and seek the Lord for more. Because he said, "Lo, I'm with you always till the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Never. Which means that if the powers of darkness are getting greater, Isaiah 60 says, "Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, even as deep, gross darkness covers the earth. In the darkness, the light shines brighter." And in John, the darkness has never overcome the light. So this is just a brief report. I'm sure there are many more. We're hearing and seeing. I won't disclose anything about it, but that just to report that many slaves, trafficked people, are being released and being placed in safe places. So let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. God bless you.